I'd like to offer a word of apology. It was my understanding that we did not have a sufficient number of hosts for the distribution of Holy Communion last Sunday, and I do apologize to those who were not able to receive Holy Communion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In his exhortation to the Ephesians, St. Paul enjoins us to be imitators of God as very dear children and walk in love, as Christ also loved us and delivered himself up for an offering and a sacrifice to God to ascend in fragrant odor. We always need to be reminded, brothers and sisters, of the motivation for the disciplines and sacrifices that we undertake. For it is far too easy to fall into the trap of either focusing on solely the success of completing them without understanding truly what they are and what they mean, or totally disregarding them and encountering the sacrifices and the sufferings that we endure as something onerous and altogether too much to take. But if we can pay heed to what it is that St. Paul tells us, it gives us the strength and the courage that we need to continue to marshal on. We are seeking to follow after the Lord. We are seeking to do the things of God, to walk as the children that we actually are, the children that we have become by virtue of what happened to us at our baptisms. And we do all this held together by the mystery of the love that comes from the heart of our Savior, a love that is most complete and profound, especially experienced in the gift of Christ himself upon the cross. What Paul offers to the Ephesians is far from pious platitudes to gloss over the difficulties of living the Catholic life. Quite the opposite is true. He provides the sure and clear and substantive foundation for what we are doing in our Lenten journey. We have undertaken praying, fasting, and almsgiving for the sole purpose of drawing ourselves more completely into relationship with the Lord. But as we do these things, we also must be working toward an interior transformation so that the things that I accomplish are motivated by this love that St. Paul enjoins the Ephesians to put into practice. Because then in that love, and living out that love by avoiding all manner of sin that might pull us away from the Lord, we are better able then to accept the life of Christ truly in us and to live that life as the Lord wants us to live it. Of course, the beauty of our Lenten journey also is that it is precisely that, a journey, a process. We have to cooperate and continue to work with God, but God also is willing and joyfully wants to work with each of us. As much as God does indeed want from us immediate, unequivocal response to who he is and an acceptance of his love, he also profoundly bestows upon us his mercy and his compassion and his forgiveness. So that if we fail, and oftentimes indeed we do, if we at times allow sin to well up inside of us, which at times it does, there is no reason to despair, to give up hope. Quite the opposite is true. Precisely because he whose love is manifest on the cross is also an understanding of the true devotion that he has to us and the forbearance that he wishes to give to each of us. In this way, as he himself makes clear in the gospel, he is powerful enough to root out evil, Satan, demons, to expel them completely and totally. As he does in sacred scripture, so he is able to do for each of us as well. If we call upon the Lord, if we entreat the Lord, indeed he will be with us and give us the strength that we need. Our gospel concludes with the words of this woman in the crowd who recognizes who Jesus is and the role of our Blessed Mother in the economy of salvation. But the Lord draws our attention not to himself or to his mother, as great and as powerful as they are, but blessing bestowed upon all those who keep the word of God, who hear it and allow it to transform them. Of course, the word to which he makes reference is not only those words contained in sacred scripture, but he himself as the living word come down from heaven. Our adherence to the word is to listen to Christ, our keeping of the word is to follow after him. As St. Paul says at the beginning, so now we complete at the end. We are imitators of Christ. It is in this that way that we become perfect practitioners of doing that which the Lord bestows blessing upon, hearing and keeping the word of God. And so, brothers and sisters, pray continuously for the grace of perseverance, to continue well your Lenten journey. If you have not begun well, if there has been fits and starts in those things that you have chosen to offer over to God, there is still ample time for you to truly enter in deeply to the experience of our Lenten journey. If it has gone well thus far, continue to cooperate with God's grace, so that at the fullness of time, when the Lord indeed has called us home, the words that we hear in Scripture will be words spoken to us. Blessed indeed are we, because we heard the word of God and we kept it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.